الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا حشر الناس كان لهم أعداء وكانوا بعبادتهم كافرين صدق الله العظيم. The previous lesson we learnt that on the day of Qiyamah Allah says families and friends are going to run away from each other. And that looks like such a very, very disappointing situation where normally in this worldly life, friends and family, they supported and stood with a person who was in any kind of difficulty. But they, on that day, they're going to run away. And if anything, if someone can blame anybody, then they will do it to such an extent that the son will even be happy to blame his father. We can prove it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that my father did not give me the proper understanding, the proper upbringing and so forth of deen. So that is the running away. There is another aspect also, and that is that on the day of Qiyamah, the people who were following other people very sincerely, you know, adhering and conforming to what they said, very loyally, they were following some people. So the people who they were following, you can call them the leaders or the idols or whatever it might be, they are going to turn against their followers. So if a person was worshipping a human being, it happens, a shirk, right? So that human being will turn against him. If people were worshipping idols, Allah will give those idols the power to actually deny that nobody worships, we don't even know you're worshipping us. So in this way, those things that were being worshipped, those people who were being followed in this world against the order and the command of Allah, all those people will now turn against them. So there are at least 9 ayat in the Quran, if not more, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how these people are going to turn. The people who are on top, they're going to turn against their own followers. There are a few ayats in the Quran. So the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Everybody will be standing in front of Allah ta'ala. فَقَالَ الدُّعَفَاءُ لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا. The weak, the followers you can call them, are going to say to the chiefs, إِنَّا كُنَّا لَكُمْ تَبَعًا. We were your followers. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مَغْنُونَ عَنَّا مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Is there some way that you can help us out today from the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Please, can you make a plan? Because we're following you now. We also ended up in Jahannam because of you. Can you make a plan? قَالُوا لَوْ هَدَانَ اللَّهُ لَهَدَيْنَاكُمْ. So they will say, if Allah ta'ala gave us hidayat, we would have given you hidayat. We were astray, so we led you astray. Now you can imagine what a letdown it is. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا أَجَزِعْنَا أَمْ صَبَرْنَا. That it is equally, is the same thing to us. It doesn't matter, we don't care whether we rage and get angry today or we make sabr. We are all into a problem and there's no exit and there's no refuge from here. So imagine the people who you are worshipping, who promised you everything, who you thought are going to get you into Jannah. Those people, you see, this is shirk. Those are ones that will now turn away from you. And they're not going to only turn away, they're going to turn against you. There's another ayat, this one is in Surah Ibrahim. There's another ayat also, فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُغْنُونَ عَنَّا نُصِيبًا مِنَ النَّارِ. That's in 24th para. Right, the Hafiz boys, they get trouble with this. متشابهات here. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُغْنُونَ عَنَّا نُصِيبًا مِنَ النَّارِ. They're going to say, the followers are going to say to the leaders, can you actually just help us out with a little bit of the punishment? نَصِيبًا مِنَ النَّارِ. Like, take some of it away. قَالَ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا إِنَّا كُلٌّ فِيهَا. The chiefs are going to say, we all into this problem, yeah. Sorry, you can't help us, we can't help you, we are all in Allah qad hakama bayna al-ibad. So they are going to say that, you know, we're all into it together. So again, this is one very important lesson that sometimes out of loyalty and out of sentiment or whatever it might be, people lose their sight, they become blinded, they become so blind in their following and their loyalty to somebody or to something, to the ways of their forefathers, whatever it might be, that they lose the plot. They do not see what is the haq, and therefore they don't want to follow it. Like the story we did, the tafsir of Abu Lahab. Abu Lahab and his wife, Abu Lahab was the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But just see, the blindness and the hatred which he had, he did not want to accept the message of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is what happens when people are blind in their following. Then there's another one. وَيْتَ تَحَاجُّنَا فِي النَّارِ. See the same one, this ayat. وَيْتَ تَحَاجُّنَا فِي النَّارِ. When they are going to be disputing in Jahannam. So the weak guys, the followers and the followed, are going to be having an argument. Dispute, what are they disputing about? The same thing. Why did you do this? Why did you lead us astray? Can you help us out? Can't you help us out? Now you see, you put us in a mess here. So you can imagine what the scene it will be. This is now happening right inside Jahannam. And then there's another ayat of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, well, this is with regard to Isa alayhi salam. Now, you know, the Christians, they all believe, you know, that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the one who they must worship and he will help. And I was in hospital the first time and I went for a stent. Then one Christian priest came in Lanesia, Lenmed. And that's what they must be doing. He said, sir, can I pray for you? I said, who are you going to pray to? He said, Jesus. I said, move on, I'm quite okay. I'm fine. So, seriously, he said, like, I said, no, I'm okay, you can carry on. So, Isa alayhi salam on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask him. And he didn't even tell the people to worship him. He's going to, Allah is going to ask him, أَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Did you tell the people that you must take me and make my mother gods? You know, Isa alayhi salam. That you must take Isa alayhi salam, his mother, as gods beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ Glorified be you. مَا يَكُونُ لِي أَنْ أَقُولَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِحَقٍ. It does not behove me to say that which I don't have the right to say. So that Isa alayhi salam is going to turn against all the Christians. He's going to tell them, you know what, I didn't tell. He said, Allah, I didn't tell them. And he says, if I had said it, then you would have known it. You would have known it. If I had said it, you would have known I said it. You are the knower of all the unseen. So therefore, I didn't say it. So all those people who used to say Jesus is Lord and please help us, Jesus, all that, gone. So they're going to be very disappointed. Then there's another ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says with regard to the people who worshipped idols. Now the idols, this is 26 para. The idols are being worshipped. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says on that day when the people are going to be resurrected, وَإِذَا حُشِرَ النَّاسِ كَانُوا لَهُمْ أَعْدَىٰ. These idols are going to become your enemies. The same ones who you made sajda to and asked and everything, the Quran makes very clear, they are going to become your enemies. وَكَانُوا بِعِبَادَتِهِمْ كَافِرِينَ. And they're going to actually deny that you ever worship them. Now you can imagine how sad it will be on that day. So many people worshipping so many different idols. And now, you know, obviously idols, even now when you're talking to them, they don't even know what you're saying. Because they are not real. But on that day, Allah will give the power of speech. And they are going to then turn against a person. So that is another thing. وَإِذَا حُشِرَ النَّاسُ كَانُوا لَهُمْ أَعْدَاءُ وَكَانُوا بِعِبَادَتِهِمْ كَافِرِينَ. Then there's another one in 24th para. قَالَنَا كَفَرُوا رَبَّنَا أَرِنَا الَّذَيْنِ أَضَلَّانَا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. Oh Allah, show us those people who had led us astray from man and from jinn. So led astray could not even mean shirk, but just led people astray in doing all the wrong things, introducing into haram, introducing into all acts of total, you know, immorality and whatever it might be. Now these people who followed, who went to support, they are now going to tell Allah, these people here, they are the ones. Show us who they are. Tahta aqdamina, so that we may crush them under our feet. Now you have to take revenge there on that day. Liyakuna min al-asfalin, so that they can be from the lowest of the low. So here again, not only worshipping, but even following people that are introducing someone to the wrong things. We have to be very, very careful, but they're also going to turn. And last one, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about shaitan in Surah Ibrahim. قَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ. When the matter is going to be decreed, shaitan will say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ. Allah promised you a true promise. وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ, I also promised you. فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ, I broke my promise. I promised you everything. Yeah, sorry, I break my promise here. وَمَا كَانَ لَكُمْ وَمَا كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ. I had no, you know, proof and authority over you. إِلَّا أَنْ دَعُوتُكُمْ, I gave you da'wat. فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي, and you came. So shaitan don't go out of his way. He just puts little things there and then the people, they start falling for it. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't blame me, blame yourself. مَا أَنَا بِمُسْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُسْرِخِي. I can't help you, you can't help me. We're both into a problem today. إِنِّي كَفَرْتُ بِمَا أَشْرَكْتُمُونِي مِنْ قَبْلِ. I, all along, was against what you were worshipping from before. I knew you were not doing the right thing. But now you came and you started following me. So these are just some of the ayats that I picked up in the Quran. One more quickly. 12, 25, past 45 seconds. A person's limbs, his skin, يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ, his hands, his legs, are all going to give evidence against him. Now that you can't even run away from there. So the same body which he was now going out his way to give it pleasure and to, you know, satisfy it in haram ways, the same body is going to turn against him. So a person will tell Allah Ta'ala, you know, I don't want no witnesses here. I don't trust anybody. I want what evidence for myself. Like, if you're in court, I'll get my own representation. I don't need legal aid. So now Allah will say, okay, go ahead, you can speak. And then his mouth will be closed and all the different parts of his body are going to give evidence against him. And Allah Ta'ala protect us.